This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. There are new developments today in the standoff between the Egyptian government and its opponents. Representatives of various opposition groups, including the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, met with Egypt's Vice President Omar Suleiman. He's trying to defuse a political crisis sparked by huge and sometimes violent protests, protests that are continuing today in Cairo. As the political crisis goes on and President Hosni Mubarak remains in power, the United States and other Western governments are calling for reforms that will set the country on a new path. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with U.S. allies in Munich this weekend. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with Clinton and spoke with her earlier today.
Secretary Clinton sat down in a hotel conference room to talk about how she sees events unfolding in Egypt. She's supporting the reform process that the Egyptian vice president, former intelligence chief Omar Suleiman, is pursuing.
Well, I think that the Egyptian people are looking for an orderly transition that can lead to free and fair elections. That's what the United States has consistently supported. The people themselves and the leaders of various groups within Egyptian society will ultimately determine whether it is or is not meeting their needs. Today we learned that the Muslim Brotherhood has decided to participate, which suggests that they are now involved in the dialogue that we have encouraged. We're going to wait and see how this develops, but we've been very clear about what we expect.
But some people on the street are saying, you know, Suleiman looks like Mubarak II, keeping a lot of the old structures into place. Is he reassuring you that he's really doing things differently?
We have had numerous conversations with him and others. Both the vice president and I have spoken with him in the last several days. And when we press on concrete steps and timelines, we are given assurance that that will happen. But ultimately, we're not the arbiters. It's the people of Egypt who are the arbiters. And a number of voices that are now being heard recognize there has to be some process. And there is a desire to test this to see how it unfolds, and we support that.
What about Hosni Mubarak, though? I mean, is the U.S. encouraging him to leave the scene, or has the U.S. given up on that track?
You know, again, this is up to the Egyptian people. You know, I want to make very clear that we have set forth the principles that we support. We are adamant about no violence and have consistently reached out to the army and the government to reinforce that message. We want to see peaceful protests that are so far anyway embodying the aspirations that are in our view, very legitimate, and we want to see an orderly, expeditious transition.
But the Obama administration did send a former ambassador, Frank Wisner, to Cairo to quietly tell Mubarak that it's time. Wisner was just told this Munich security conference last night that Mubarak's role is utterly critical in this transition process. So it sounds like the U.S. is at least accepted the fact that Mubarak's not leaving the scene anytime soon.
Well, first of all, we deeply respect the many years of service that Frank Wisner has provided to our country. But he does not speak for the American government. He does not reflect our policies. And we have been very clear from the beginning that we wanted to see an orderly transition. There's a debate within Egypt itself, and not just in the government, but among the people of Egypt, as to how best to ensure that. For example, under the Constitution, the argument has been made by many who are in opposition as well as in support of the government that there would be a 60-day period to prepare for elections if he were to resign. I'm not an expert in the Egyptian Constitution. I'm not offering any opinion on it. And that doesn't give anybody enough time.
How are other Arab rulers viewing this situation? Are they coming to you and asking you, do you still support us?
They're concerned, like everyone is, about what comes next. And we have said the same things to them that we're saying to you, that we think that this has to be viewed in light of the principles that we've set forth. You know, some are more concerned than others, but you know, the foundations are sinking into the sand. These governments, these leaders have to recognize that they must respond to the legitimate needs for economic and political reform that the people have, particularly young people who represent one-half to two-thirds of the population in many of these countries.
But over the years, the U.S. has relied on autocratic governments in this part of in the Middle East to support U.S. policies that are very unpopular in the region. So I wonder, you know, a lot of analysts are telling me now, regardless of how any of this plays out, you're going to have Middle Eastern leaders that have to listen to their publics more, and that might be problematic for the U.S. On all sorts of policies. And I wonder if you're ready for that sort of new Middle East.
Well, Michelle, I think the forces that are at work, particularly because of the advances in communications technology, are not reversible. And the United States understands that, and we want to play a constructive role in helping countries move in the direction of more openness and more democracy and participation and market access and the things that we stand for. Do we do business with? Do we have relations with? Do we support governments over the past 50 years that we do not always see eye to eye with? Of course. I mean, that's the world in which we live. But our messages are consistent about what we think is in the best interests of the United States, which is to have more democracy, you know, more openness, more participation. And that is, you know, a consistent principle, and we then have to deal with what comes of that.
Clinton was speaking at her hotel in Munich, Germany, where she was attending a security conference this weekend. I'm Michelle Kellerman.